Over 20 million people.
Damn, Johnny Gill can sing his ass off.
Yeah, he can, yes, Steve. He can. Yes, sir.
They broke all kinds of records with the musician story.
Did you hear him go low?
Do it one more time. Yeah.
All of them.
Low and high.
Yes.
What the hell did that boy do? Mm-mm.
They broke all kinds of records at BET. I mean, over 20 million people watched the New Edition story.
Sure wish I'd have thought of that.
I mean, people are still talking about it on social media. I mean, it
I'm
touched everyone.
To put, man, what they really need to do, that damn Earth, Wind, and Fire story.
Oh, look at you. Oh. You'd be glued, wouldn't you, Steve?
Yeah, I'd be glued, but all the people that want to go see it are damn near dead, though. That's the only thing.
Really, dog?
Yeah, that's damn the truth.
You mean just watch it on TV? You said go see it, like in the theaters? You mean a TV?
Yeah, you know, I'd be concerned, you know, because, you know, you can't get them all because, you know, old-ass people forget stuff. I didn't know it was this weekend. Maurice gone?
All right, stop.
It's still people don't know Maurice gone.
Oh, Lord.
Stop.
Why that boy hair like that? Lady Verdeen have been like that. That's the only thing, man. You just can't. My group, man. My group hard, man.
Well, it was a great movie. Yes. Yes, all
just
of that.
Hard growl. Uh-huh. Yes. Damn, Johnny, you can sing.
Uh-huh. Yes, he can. That low and high. Right.
You see, but that's when I became a New Edition fan. I wasn't really a New Edition fan.
Yeah,
I wasn't really a New Edition fan. Because then candy got that.
After the bubblegum.
Well, and that was part of their longevity, too, because they started off as kids, like we said, with the Candy Girl. And, you know, and then they went into Mr.
Telephone.
Yes.
Man.
Now, that was Johnny Gill's. That was Johnny Gill's favorite song, he said.
When he joined the group,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bobby was like, he said, let me change the way that go, though.
But that just made Bobby's head even bigger.
See, I'm the star. See, I'm the star.
Boy, Bobby was something else.
Bobby was clowning.
But it was his idea to form the group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, that I didn't know watching the movie. I did not know that, that it was his idea.
Right.
So, and that's why they loved him so.
Yeah, that's why they were so loyal to him. Mm-hmm. And Bobby wanted to be a superstar and out of the group, and then he wanted to be in the group.
He was torn.
Yes.
Back out the group.
Make up your mind.
It was so good, though. It was just really, really a great,
great
movie. Because
when I first heard that Whitney Houston was dating Bobby Brown, I didn't even believe it.
Oh, I think a lot of people
felt
the same way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was like the pop princess.
I tell you, the great
boy.
Moment for them when they was on that, went to one of them award shows in Vegas. They wore them white mink coats.
Oh,
But Peter was there.
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
And what happened?
Johnny said, throw it, see what happened.
Bobby.
Oh, Bobby.
Them people just putting their little cans of red paint down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bobby said, throw it, see what happens. They putting them little cans of paint down, act like they ain't have none.
They try to play it off.
Oh, yeah, man.
Bobby was no joke.
I was walking past a lady with a coat on one time. I didn't even know they was out there picking. I passed by these people. I had a coat on, had some type of fur on. This lady said, look better when it was alive. And then I was walking with one of my hood partners from Cleveland. So I didn't really pay it no attention. And then she started following me. I said it looked better when it was alive.
Oh.
I didn't know what she was talking about. I really, really didn't. I was just walking in New York. And so my boy Big say, hey, man, who this blankety blank talking to? And so I said, what you talking about? So then a guy that was with him went, I should ruin the coat like you ruined the animal's life. I turn around, Big say, went over to him, grabbed him, and said something to him real quick. Uh-oh. The dude put the sign down and caught a cab.
Dang.
Seriously. My boy said something. Biggie Wig grabbed him by the collar and said something to him. He put his sign down and got in a cab.
He was through with the protest.
That's the guy that can do that, though.
Yeah. Yeah. See y'all tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.